afternoon, everyone. This is your host, David John Oates, as always, for the weekly Reverse Beat Show, brought to you live out of Adelaide, South Australia, right down the bottom of Australia, on the south coast. If you don't know where Adelaide is, go and look up on the map, and you can see where I am. Okay, I've got another good show lined up for you tonight, a few reversals in the first hour, and I've got a guest in my second hour, Chris Young, who will be talking about some of her experiences with reverse speech. But to start the show off today, we had a rather interesting development in politics this week that was predicted beforehand by reversals, and that is the big lawsuit that Trump finds himself embroiled in over the travel ban. An appeals court just upheld it just yesterday, so it may go all the way to the White House. But this was in not the White House, the Supreme Court. But this is in Trump's reversals. Listen to this. This is from his inauguration speech.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute that.
And here he says, "I'll see in the lawsuit."
I'll see in the lawsuit. I'll see in the lawsuit.
Okay, I'll see in the lawsuit. In other words, as he's giving his oath of office, he's stating that there is going to be a problem with his presidency. I'll see in the lawsuit. So there we go. So we've seen the first reversal from the inauguration come true. Here's another one that's yet to come true.
They have been magnificent. Thank you.
And here he says, "Wake up, smash the Fed." So that's another one we have to look forward to. Wake up, smash the Fed. So Donald Trump's presidency is starting off to be controversial, just like the man himself. So there we go. Okay, so there we let me play that reversal once again. I'll see in the lawsuit a prediction from the inauguration speech.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute that.
And he says, "I'll see in the lawsuit."
I'll see in the lawsuit. I'll see in the lawsuit. I'll see in the lawsuit.
So there we go. Let's let me see. What other ones do I have on Trump that's fairly recent? I did one on Trump fairly recently. Let me see. Which one is it? I played that on the air already. All right. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to our reversals of the week, and we're looking at some old reversals from the year 2000 today. This is we're going to start off with Gordon Brown, former British Prime Minister. So, well, let's run this one forward.
We're enabling over 170,000 companies in every region of the country to survive the cash flow problems.
And he says, "Lessons in the horrible."
Lessons in the horrible. Lessons in the horrible. Lessons in the horrible.
So he's having a rough time, I would interpret that, in maintaining his position as Prime Minister. Here we have another one.
Now, I think the last few weeks have demonstrated what I've been saying all year, that this government will be tested by events, but we will stick by our course.
And this one says, "The set evil."
The set evil.
Wow.
The set evil. The set evil.
So, some problems with the way he's running everything. Okay, here we have another one.
Helicopters would not have made a difference to the loss of lives that have taken place in these last few days.
And this one says, "The soul of this curse."
The soul of this curse.
Huh.
The soul of this curse. The soul of this curse.
Yeah, well, it's certainly there. Okay. All right, here we have a next one.
The answer from the British public, when you look at specific services on which people depend, is that they would prefer to see these services protected and maintained.
Here he says, this advice, I see this.
This advice, I see this. This advice, I see this. This advice, I see this.
Okay, so there we go. This advice, I see this. All right, and next one along, here we go.
And of course, we are putting money in people's pockets now by the cut we made in VAT and raising personal tax allowances.
And this one says, we damn you.
We damn you. We damn you. We damn you.
I would say that his prime ministership wasn't a success. Along with this reversal here.
Rise in repossessions, there will be a rise in repossessions, but it is nothing like the levels of what we've seen in the past.
And here he says, we shattered you. In other words, his policies did not do any good at all. Okay, next one along.
And we've now announced a major program of asset sales. And we were, I think, the first country in the world to publish a debt reduction plan to show that we were taking action to cut our deficit by half.
This one says, whirlwind, we've mucked surf a bit.
Whirlwind, we've mucked surf a bit. Whirlwind, we've mucked surf a bit. Whirlwind, we've mucked surf a bit.
I see he's mucked surf more than a little bit. He was not a good prime minister. Next one along.
We made a deliberate decision to bring forward public spending and to change the profile of public spending.
And here he says, you got the wolf livered.
You got the wolf livered.
Wow.
You got the wolf livered.
I'll be bothered.
You got the wolf livered.
Ooh, he got his wolf a little bit upset. Wow, I wonder how he did that. All right, next one along.
Our debt in most of the years ahead will be less than the debt of America, less than the debt of Germany, less than the debt of France. Indeed, our debt will be lower than many of our other countries.
This one says, you're having to sell him.
You're having to sell him. You're having to sell him. You're having to sell him.
Yeah, well, certainly there. No doubt about that. All right. Oh, here we have a rather aggressive one.
So we move forward capital spending from future years into the years of the recession.
He says, your lips will blank the wolf. Where are we? Where's it gone? Here we go.
Your lips will hack the wolf.
Wow.
Your lips will hack the wolf. Your lips will hack the wolf.
Well, that one's clear. Your lips will blank the wolf.
Your lips will hack the wolf. Your lips will hack the wolf.
Wow, well, with a reversal like that, his prime ministership is going to be in real trouble, or was in real trouble. He lost re-election, didn't he? Okay, so that's Gordon Brown. Now we're going to have a look at John Howard, Australia's former prime minister. First, we have one on Kim Beazley, who was opposition leader at the time.
Since last July, smashing everything in its path. The treasurer is...
And he says they made a few vain attempts. Not too sure what he's talking about. Anyway, okay, we'll move on to John Howard.
You can mount an argument to take the tax off it. I can mount an argument to take tax off children's clothes. I can mount an argument to take the tax off old people's clothes. I can mount an argument for a whole lot of things. But we've had that argument. And if you start doing that, you will have no GST in the end, and the whole system will begin to unravel.
And this one says, battle we can.
Battle we can.
Battle we can. Battle we can.
And well, I guess he's fought for his political life on a couple of occasions. Next one along.
These proposals, more than anything else, will be of enormous benefit to small and medium-sized businesses. And it is therefore appropriate that I say something about them to an audience which overwhelmingly is of an industry that is made up of small to medium-sized entrepreneurs. I know there are some large companies that are members of HIA, but quintessentially...
This one says, got to be careful.
Got to be careful.
I presume that's referring to... to what he's saying forwards. Here, another one. This, I like this one. He's talking about social security and helping disadvantaged Australians.
There is a system that says you help people who need help, but if they're able to, it's not unfair to ask them to put something back into the community. Now, that's the Australian way. I think, you know, I'm not interested in comparisons, really. It's an Australian way, and I think we've got it about right.
He says, innocent need our money.
Innocent need our money.
Nice, a congruent reversal. Disadvantaged citizens are innocent, and they need their financial help from the Australian government. So that's quite an easy, straightforward one to understand. All right, here we have the next one.
We don't need to embrace any more reform. We can sit pat, we can enjoy life, we can avoid taking any further difficult or challenging decisions. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a recipe for the economic progress of today stalling tomorrow and going eventually into reverse. No country can...
And here he says, it was lousy. Yeah, that's a congruent reverse. Well, he's reflecting what he's saying forwards. And we have another one.
Care about somebody's age. It's what they've done, what they can do, and what they stand for that matters to the Australian public and politics. That's the real difference between me and my opponent.
This one says, mug these folks.
No, they're folks.
Talking about his opponent, mug them, beat them up. All right, next one along.
Well, Steve, as far as, I mean, I think the GST should cover just about everything. And you'll remember that that was our original idea.
Sure.
And that the Democrats said, no, we won't pass it unless you take certain things out.
And this one says, now we won this.
Now we won this.
Yeah, certainly there. All right, next one along.
I don't intend to dignify the remarks of the member for Wirral with any kind of response myself, Mr. Speaker. Remember the scum.
And here he says, remember the scum and we laugh.
Remember the scum and we laugh.
He's a bit of a scrapper, isn't he? That's fairly obvious from his reversals. All right, next one along.
Constituency you speak of in a general election are more likely to be the relative offerings of the parties on interest rates and inflation and economic stability. And
here he says, the Lib's demonic unit, Lib referring to the Liberal Party, I guess.
The Lib's demonic unit.
Yeah, well, there we go. A bit of an aggressive reversal. All right, next one along.
Strong border protection also means protecting Australia's economic interests in the oceans surrounding us, notably our fishing stocks.
This one says, the ship fight yield the guns.
The ship fight yield the guns.
Never did know what he meant by that reversal, the ship fight. I always wondered what that one meant. All right, next one along.
The use of his weapons against his own people. Iraq has a long history, too, of training and supporting terrorists.
And he says, the worst you've seen.
The worst you've seen.
He's talking about training terrorists, the worst he's seen. Well, there's been a lot worse since then, John. We've had the rise of ISIS, so I'd say... That might have been the worst back then, but it ain't the worst now. All right, next one along.
And in that question, the Leader of the Opposition said, I asked the Prime Minister whether he's aware of a recent meeting between the Chairman of the Australian Institute of Petroleum and the Minister for Agriculture to discuss the regulation of ethanol blending in fuel. And then he goes on to make comments.
Okay, that's from John Howard in Parliament. And he says, we send him out to say our lesson.
We send him out to say our lesson.
Wow.
We send him out to say our lesson.
I guess so. We sent him out to say our lesson. Yeah, certainly there. All right, next one along.
What you've got to understand, Steve, is there are plenty of people out there who are trying to destroy this politically. The Labor Party is Bob Carr, the New South Wales Premier, made an allegation about small business last week. I've read that report. And that report, in fact, finds that the businesses reported that the implementation costs were not going to be as great as they expected.
And here he says, we'll feel a frenzy this lesson.
We'll feel a frenzy this lesson.
A lot of activity and frenzy around what he was talking about. Ford, let's run the Fords again. Gee, I'm a bit curious. Here we go.
What you've got to understand, Steve, is there are plenty of people out there who are trying to destroy this politically. The Labor Party is Bob Carr, the New South Wales Premier, made an allegation about small business last week. I've read that report. And that report, in fact, finds that the businesses reported that the implementation costs were not going to be as great as they expected.
And we'll feel a frenzy this lesson. Yep, there we go. No worries at all. Okay, what else have we got on how? We've got a couple more yet. Here we go.
I mean, the whole idea of a broad-based indirect tax being part of tax reform is to tax everything at a relatively low rate and get rid of the ramshackle system at the moment where you have some things taxed at over 40% and some things zero rated. And to establish a system whereby you can make our exports cheaper, our business operating costs lower, and in the process give everybody a $12 billion tax cut.
This is a strange reversal. He says, do you love your babies?
Do you love your babies?
Anyway, I found documented that reversal and I thought, what the dickens does that mean? Anyway, the following day, Howard came out with a new law to enforce compulsory inoculation. And he actually says if parents love their babies, they will get their children inoculated. So there you go. So I remember that one quite well because I remember wondering what that reversal meant and then heard it on the radio. So there we go. All right, next one along.
As you know, 1993 saw the first attack on the World Trade Center. And through the 90s, that was followed by other incidents, including the attacks on American facilities in East Africa.
And this one says, whirlwind cast its surf.
Whirlwind cast its surf.
Whirlwind cast its surf. Whirlwind cast its surf.
Yeah, another metaphor. All right, next one along.
And the people of New South Wales should be saying to him, we want that extra money for our government schools, for our public hospital system and so forth. The states will be better off because they will get the GST.
And he says, you seized it, people.
You seized it, people.
Okay, all right. And then the last reversal I've got on Howard is this one here.
I also believe there's so much waste and mismanagement out of Canberra. We're just talking about the Manildra subsidy. There are other funding sources available for putting the money into our public hospitals. So I think
this one says, was the source enough?
Was the source enough?
Huh.
Was the source enough? Was the source enough?
In other words, did he have enough funding, as we were talking about forward? Was the source of our money enough? Did we have enough? And there we go. All right. Okay, so let's John Howard. Here I've got one on Jackie Gleason.
Well, I turn my radio down because I'm getting a feedback. All right.
Says, why don't I turn my radio down? And backwards he says, you're blanking my day.
I'll blank you my day.
There we go. Make of that one what you will. That's just the little one on Jackie Gleason. Here we've got a couple on John Lennon.
I come from the macho school of pretense. You know, I was never really a street kid or a tough guy. I used to dress like a teddy boy and identify with Marlon Brown and Elvis Presley, but I never really was in real street fights or real down-home gangs or nothing. I was a suburban kid imitating the rockers. But it was a big part of one's life to look tough.
And here he says, it was all bitter.
It was all bitter.
Huh. Talking about his childhood and growing up. That's a bit of a negative reversal there. Yeah, let's run that one again, forwards and backwards.
I come from the Macho School of Pretense. You know, I was never really a street kid or a tough guy. I used to dress like a teddy boy and identify with Marlon Brown and Elvis Presley, but I never really was in real street fights or real down-home gangs or nothing. I was a suburban kid imitating the rockers. But it was a big part of one's life to look tough.
And it was all bitter.
It was all bitter.
Okay, and the next one along, here we go.
It's more painful to try and not be yourself. You know, in a way. It's harder to try, you know, people do spend a lot of time trying to be somebody else all the time, you know. And I think it leads to terrible diseases and things like that.
And this one says, this disease is regret.
This disease is regret.
Right, okay. Okay, so let us have a look at the next one. Here we go.
All you need is love. I believe it. It's damn hard, you know, but I absolutely believe it. I'm not claiming divinity. I've never claimed divinity. I've never claimed purity of soul. I've never claimed to have the answer to the life. I've never made any claims.
Okay, we'll be back right after this.
What if we already know how to prevent and to reverse every known so-called disease? What if the government is in cahoots with the allopathic system to hide this information from you to keep you weak and enslaved to their system? What if living a higher quality of life than you ever thought possible was available to you now? Well, it's true. It's easier and more cost-effective than you think, and so life-changing that your only regret will not be having done it sooner. Because you already know what the answer is. Royal Velvet Pure. You've heard Jeff talk about it. You've heard the incredible testimonies that it has scores of benefits and it works for everyone. Now you may not know this. We have partnered with Jeff to empower you, giving you an opportunity we do not give anyone else. When you buy two Royal Velvet Pure, we give you another one free. Want to take that first step toward freedom and positive transformation? Go to royalvelvetnow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner or call us toll-free 1-877-488-7423.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then reverse speech session work is for you. With reverse speech session work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for reverse speech session work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077. All right. right, I was playing that reversal on Lennon, so let's just run the forwards again. Here we go.
All you need is love. I believe it. It's damn hard, you know. But I absolutely believe it. But I don't. I'm not claiming divinity. I've never claimed divinity. I've never claimed purity of soul. I've never claimed to have the answer to the life. I've never made any claims. I only put out songs and answer questions.
And this reversal says, this man is in loss.
This man is in loss.
Huh.
This man is in loss. This man is in loss.
Huh, wonder what that means. Interesting. Hey, need to tell you about a new website I've just put up. Getting flooded with requests. Metawalks.com. That's Metawalks. Metawalks.com. And it goes right into Metawalks and what they are and how they can help. And there's for $47 you can buy a series of Metawalks that deal with a variety of different issues. It's a very good website, certainly good value for money. So go and have a look, www.metawalks, that's metawalks.com, www.metawalks.com. Go and have a look at the site and check it out. See if you like it. I think you'll enjoy it. You certainly put a lot of work putting it together. So there we go. All right, we're going to have a look at some reversals on Martin Luther King. So here we go.
And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
And backwards he says, and so most of us value all people. And so most of us value all people.
And some of us value all people.
Huh.
And some of us value all people. And some of us value all people.
Yeah, there it is. Okay, next one along.
I wouldn't have been in Memphis to see a community rally around those brothers and sisters who are suffering. I'm so happy that I didn't sneeze. And they were telling me. Now it doesn't matter now. It really doesn't matter what happens now.
And here he says, armed in the battle when I'm not alone.
Armed in the battle when I'm not alone.
Or armed in the battle when I'm not alone.
Arms in the battle when I'm not delivered. Arms in the battle when I'm not delivered. Arms in the battle when I'm not delivered.
I guess he's saying he has help in what he's doing. He has people who are helping him. All right, next one.
The masses of people are rising up. And wherever they are assembled today, whether they are in Johannesburg, South Africa, Nairobi, Kenya, Accra, Ghana, New York City, Atlanta, Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi, or Memphis, Tennessee, the cry is always the same. We want to be free.
And here he says, it is for you, none other.
It is for you, none other. It is for you, none other. It is for you, none other.
Huh, okay, all right. And next one along, here we go.
So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
And here he says, there are none. They admitted the rape. Huh, wonder what he's talking about. They are numb, they admitted the rape. Here it is again.
They are numb, they admitted the rape. They are numb, they admitted the rape. They are numb, they admitted the rape.
Huh, rather Strange reversal. But anyway, there you go. There it is. All right. So I think we have one more left on Martin Luther King. Yes, we do. Here we go.
I want to say tonight that I, too, am happy that I didn't sneeze, because if I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1960 when students all over the South started sitting in at lunch counters. And I knew that as they were sitting in, they were really standing up for the best in the American dream and taking the whole nation back to those great wells of democracy which were dug deep by the founding fathers in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution.
And this one says, we're told this garden must see more Armageddon. In other words, there's going to be troubles ahead. There's more struggles and more fights for him to realize his dreams. All right, here we have someone, Michelle Obama. Here we go.
Kids are malleable, and they're also open to learn. We're the ones that stand in the way. It's our changes. It's us, the grown-ups in this game.
This one says, hell when we meet. Hell when they nest, sorry.
Hell when they nest.
Let's get the forwards again.
Kids are malleable, and they're also open to learn. We're the ones that stand in the way. It's our changes. It's us, the grown-ups in this game.
Okay, hell yeah, hell in the nest. That makes sense.
Hell in the nest.
Hell in the nest. Hell in the nest.
Okay, all right. Okay, next one along. Michelle makes in an answer.
The thing that I want people to understand in this campaign is that families can make small, manageable changes in their lives that can have pretty significant impacts.
Now this one is Michelle makes in an answer.
Makes in an answer.
Oh, makes in an answer. Here we go.
Makes in an answer.
Makes in an answer. Makes in an answer.
Yeah, okay, all right. Next one along.
I mean, you can really make some significant improvements with small changes, and I want people to think in those terms. And
this is must scam you.
Must scam you.
Huh, interesting. Let's do it again.
Must scam you.
All right, next one along.
They're doing some great things with working with parents and communities and principals, and everyone is on board. They understand that they're getting better academic results because their kids are moving around more. They've got a community garden.
And he says, rape an answer.
Rape an answer.
Rape an answer.
Huh.
Rape an answer.
Well, that's rather strange. All right, next one along.
Understand how they can structure things in their communities. Another goal of the campaign is we're trying to get more schools to try to meet the U.S. Healthier Schools Challenge.
And this one is see the name a friend. Here we go.
See the name a friend.
Yep, there we go. See the name of friend. And next one along, here we go.
It's easier for parents to pick foods that make sense and that also taste good for their kids. So I think we have to do a lot of work there.
Okay, the sword on this mess, scam them.
The sword on this mess, scam them.
Yep, okay, all right. All right, fair enough, whatever that one means. Okay. We have a look at the next one here. We are now looking at Mitt Romney. This would be from his presidential run, I would imagine. Here we go.
It is simply too big. It's spending too much. And those messages, which create jobs and get government out of our hair, you know, they continue to do pretty well with a number of folks. I've got more people to talk to.
This one says, I feel well.
But there were.
Huh.
But there were. But there were.
Huh. Okay. All right. All right. Well, I'm glad he feels well. All right. Next one.
He is the president of the United States. We expect something better than that from him.
And it says, my wolf find the love.
Never stand it up.
Huh.
Never stand it up. Never stand it up.
Yeah, nice clear reversal there. All right, next one along.
Mike Huckabee and I were the two conservatives that really ran as conservatives in the race. I have the same positions today I had 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm a conservative guy.
And here he says, shed the method.
Shed the method. Shed the method. Shed the method.
Yep, no problems. And here we go. Next one along.
Governor Romney's back with us. How are you?
I'm terrific, Sean. Good to be with you.
Where are you today?
And he says, we do it.
We do it.
Nice, straightforward reversal. All right, next one along.
If we want to cut down on serious crime, you've got to cut down all crime. You've got to say we're enforcing the law. And he did that and really changed the whole character of New York City. And that's what, you know, I think probably should have been done from the very beginning.
And here it says, whore has smashed the unit.
Oh, it's nasty to me.
That doesn't sound very promising, does it? We don't want a whore to smash the unit. All right, next one.
We talk about United We Stand. I remember the feeling that swept across the country following 9/11.
And here he says, you blanked the target. Yeah, I guess so. All right, next one along.
In this country, we've come together in times of crisis. And this divisiveness, I think, is wrong. So I want by all of us coming together and building the enterprises through our savings, that's, in my view, something that will make a real difference for us.
And this is afraid we will gamble.
Afraid we will gamble.
Well, I guess he gambled on the election and he lost. Not too sure what that would refer to, but anyway, afraid that we will gamble. All right. And we have the next one.
And I took that skill from my business experience, which was 25 years of work, and then went to the Olympics in Salt Lake, and they were in trouble. We were able to turn that around. Get their budget balanced.
And here he says, I heal losses.
They heal losses.
Well, that's a nice, good reversal. I heal losses. That's what we want him to do. And here we have another one.
Can we make sure that our kids have confidence that the future is brighter than the past?
And this one says, I seek God.
I seek God.
Huh, interesting. Okay, all right. Next one.
This isn't a question of which party gets its way. It's can we fix America before we get in severe distress?
And here he says, search the grievous.
Search the grievous.
Yeah, congruent reversal. Talking about United States' potential to be in severe distress. Here, let's run that again.
This isn't a question of which party gets its way. It's can we fix America before we get in severe distress?
And here he is, search the grievous.
Search the grievous.
Okay, all right. So, next one along. Here we go.
I have some ties to this great organization. A good friend of mine who lived in Boston for many years, and of course, as you know, I've lived in Boston for many years, was Diamond McPherson, who was the chief executive of this great company for a number of years.
And this one says, they're safe in the mud.
They're safe in the mud.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Okay, next one along. Here we go.
You can ask me some questions that might help you make up your mind as to whether I'm the guy to support or whether there's somebody else you think ought to be supported. And I can give you some other names of people who aren't on the ballot if you'd like to throw your vote to them. Just kidding. Let me turn to you and ask any question that you might have.
And this one says, we'll beat this man.
We'll beat this man.
We'll beat this man. We'll beat this man.
Well, he didn't beat that man, did he? He lost his presidential run. So not too sure what he's talking about. Here we have the next one.
The president has not been able to bring the country together. And on some of the most important issues that we face in the world, he's simply withdrawn.
And the son says, your pussy.
Milk pussy.
Milk pussy. Milk pussy.
Okay. I guess if that's what you think, your pussy. Okay, fair enough. All right. So let's move along to the next one I have to look at, and that is Nancy Pelosi. Okay. And I got just a few on her. Here we go.
Chairman Levin, who has brought this tax provision to the bill on a number of occasions, as Mr. Ovi brought the education and first responders piece a number of times as well.
And he says, and then they shake his day. Yeah, well, I guess so. Shake his day up. Okay. Oh, this one's classic Nancy Pelosi.
And we're pleased that the Senate finally took the action that they did.
This one says, your mouth in acid.
Your mouth in acid.
Wow.
Your mouth in acid.
Your mouth in acid.
Well, she does have a bit of an acid mouth, doesn't she? And then we've got this one.
This legislation was necessary not just from a legislative standpoint, but because we heard from Americans like those who join us here today.
And this one says, you suck it up.
You suck it up.
You suck it up.
You suck it up.
Okay, all right. Okay, so that's Nancy Pelosi. Now, that's all the verses I had planned for today, but here we have a couple on Netanyahu. Here we go.
You can posit a lot of things that can happen in the region. Israel is a great economic engine, a fount of creativity. It's probably the most innovative. I don't think there's a more innovative society on earth, a more innovative economy.
And this one says, and then they panic.
Remember panic.
Yep, all right. All right, next one along.
How to make the transition from proximity talks into direct talks, and how to ensure that those direct talks are as substantive as possible and as soon as possible.
And this one says, a noose in it.
A noose in it.
A noose in it. A noose in it.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay, a noose in it. All right, next one along.
Second time was in Gaza. We vacated every last inch of Gaza, and that area was quickly taken over by Iran's proxies.
And this one says, but they give you.
It is give you.
It is give you. It is give you.
Okay, all right. And next one along, here we go.
I'm prepared to do something. And I'm prepared to take risks. I won't take risks with our security, but I'm willing to take political risks.
And this one says, get with your loan.
Get with your loan.
Huh.
Get with your loan. Get with your loan.
Don't know what loan he's talking about. But anyway, here we go.
Secondly, the question of legitimacy. I think the solution of legitimacy means that we recognize the Palestinian state as the nation state of the Palestinian people.
And this one says, gonna shop by Eve.
Gonna shop by Eve.
Gonna shop by Eve. Gonna shop by Eve.
Yeah, okay, all right. And here we go.
We have internally, we can do this in the region, and we can bring a different life, a different reality to our children, the Palestinian children, and the other peoples of the region who choose to partake in this vision of peace with us.
This verse says, hear the lie, you will feed the fowl.
Hear the lie, you will feed the fowl.
Wow.
Hear the lie, you will feed the fowl. Hear the lie, you will feed the fowl.
Doesn't bode too well for Benjamin Netanyahu, does it? Not a good reversal at all. Okay, here's another one that's not good.
Britain, when it tried to respond to rocketeers on its cities, you're still held to an impossible standard, what I call the triple standard.
And this one says, hear this, then I rape the colt. Wow. Yeah, certainly is there. No doubt about that. All right. Okay, next one along.
I was given the honor of addressing the joint session of the U.S. Congress, and I said then that the greatest danger facing the world was the threat of Iran developing nuclear weapons.
And here he says, honest remarks.
Mr. Knox.
Okay, next one along. Here we go.
But the accession to the OECD is a great tribute to the Israeli economy.
And this one is, in the mark, you're lousy. He certainly has some rather negative aggressive reversals, doesn't he? Make of that what you will. Okay, all right. So, next one along. Here we go.
So I think there's a much greater meeting of the minds between President Obama and me on how to move forward at this time.
And this one says, in the mob.
In them up.
Yep, okay, all right. And moving right along here. Rule with Allah.
We must not allow the world's most dangerous regimes to possess the world's most dangerous weapons.
And rule with Allah.
Rule with Allah. Rule with Allah.
Well, that's an interesting Muslim type reversal to have on Bet Netanyahu. All right, next one along.
The swirl of public debate is real and much appreciated by the governments that are actually acting to stabilize the Middle East, chief among them the United States. And this was very much reflected in my conversation with President Obama.
And this one says, seal them with old answers.
Seal them with old answers.
All right, next one along.
Thank you, Richard, and thank you all for giving me the opportunity to spend some time and discuss the urgent problems of the day.
And this one says, sex in the madness.
Sex in the madness. Sex in the madness.
That's a rather aggressive reversal. It means that he's enjoying all the chaos that's around him. That's exactly how I would interpret sex and the madness. Wow, that's a fairly concerning reversal, that one. All right, I think we've got a few more minutes left to fit in just a couple more reversals on Netanyahu. We just played Sex and the Madness. Now we've got this one here.
Iran empowers Hamas with rockets, has overtaken Gaza and half of the Palestinian polity. Iran has sent saboteurs.
And this one says, the boss mess.
The boss mess.
Huh.
The boss mess.
Yep.
The boss mess.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, the boss mess. Okay. All right, so let us move along to the next one. Here we go.
And these two new developments pose a significant problem for Israel. We are asked and are prepared to vacate territories for the sake of peace. We've just done that twice.
And this one says, they give us dirt upon it. Wow.
They give us dirt upon it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes, mister.
Nice and clear.
Yes, yes, mister.
Yeah, in other words, they're not being fed, not being treated fairly. All right, folks, we'll be back right after this. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.